Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our morning devotional. Today's passage is Mark chapter 12, verses 13 to 17. I'll read that for us. Verse 13. And they sent to him some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to trap him in his talk. And they came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are true and do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them or should we not?" But knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why put me to the test? Bring me a denarius and let me look at it." And they brought one. And he said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said to him, "Caesar's." Jesus said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they marveled at him. So one of my favorite genres of film and television are true crime documentaries. I just love watching them. And there's something so fascinating listening in on an interrogation when a suspect is in custody. However, after watching dozens and dozens of podcasts and documentaries on true crime, an unfortunate pattern within law enforcement is revealed, which is the rate of false guilty pleas coming from the suspects. There are instances where the officers may not have enough evidence to incriminate them, but they ask pointed questions over a long span of time to get a confession out of the suspect, regardless of if they are guilty or not. We even see in some cases that the officers seem to be blinded by the truth of the investigation and are more interested in getting a confession as they come with their own agenda. This is what is happening with the Pharisees and the Herodians. They are trying to trap Jesus into saying something incriminating so that they would have reason to kill him. It wasn't in the questions that they were asking per se that were hypocritical, but it was the intention behind them. In today's society, where truth is becoming more and more subjective, it is important to truly seek the ultimate truth in Jesus and what God says in His Word. More and more, we hear things like, "Live your own truth. As long as it doesn't offend anyone, do what you want to do. Live how you want to live." When we look at the gospel message, what is the posture of our hearts as we are seeking the truth? Do we truly want to seek the truth? Or are we asking pointed questions to receive what we want to hear so that we are justified in rejecting Jesus according to the norms of this world? It doesn't mean that we can't explore questions or go through that journey. We can have questions about faith or about God, but we must wrestle with God and be open to hearing the truth instead of just wrestling for the sake of winning. The religious leaders here tried to trick Jesus. If Jesus answered no, do we pay taxes to Caesar or not, he would get in trouble with the Roman government. If he said yes, then he would have upset the crowds who heavily resented the Roman taxes. Jesus knew he was being put to the test and answered the question of the religious leaders quite cleverly. He said, "Just as a denarius had the image of Caesar, the tax also belonged to Caesar." The image of Caesar is the proof of ownership. It is rightfully his. It is Caesar's. So pay your taxes. The inscription says it belongs to his. But Jesus then adds, "Likewise, give back or render to God what belongs to him." This parallel comparison is profound. He isn't saying that we also need to pay taxes to God, but he is saying that we have the image of God. The image of God is inscribed in humanity. We were created in the image of Him. Genesis 1 says, "Male and female, He created them in His image." And like the coin bearing the image of Caesar, we bear the image of God. And therefore, we rightfully belong to Him. In sum, Jesus is saying, pay the taxes, it belongs to Caesar, but you belong to God. Jesus calls the religious leaders hypocrites. Sometimes we give our money to God, yet our heart, loyalty, and faith serve the different, quote, Caesars of today. Jesus says to render to God what belongs to Him. Are we able to render our hearts to Him today? This reminds me of a season in my college years where the hypocrisy of my heart mimicked these religious leaders that Jesus addressed. I professed that I was very early on in my faith. I professed that Jesus was my savior and was plugged into the church. I was tithing. I attended church faithfully, served on various ministry teams. Yet, I did not fully allow myself to belong to God. Instead, I was still living in sin and bondage. My loyalty was not to Jesus, but was to doing everything I could to be liked by those around me. I wanted to be liked and loved by everyone, and any sign against that had me feeling insecure and unworthy. My loyalty was to the standards of the world, and what it told me was deemed to be worthy. I belong to the world. After thinking about this for a while, in reflection, I wondered why it was so difficult for me to really find my belonging in Jesus. If we use this metaphor of the coin of the denarius, what is written on it? I think back then, and even when I'm struggling today, the belonging of it, sometimes we don't see ourselves belonging to God. Sometimes we don't see ourselves being made in the image of God, where we are fearfully and wonderfully made, like it says in the Psalms. But instead, I was allowing the definitions of the world to write the inscription of the denarius on my heart. But really, it was when I realized that I am a beloved child of God, where I am loved by Him, where I'm cherished and pursued by our Heavenly Father, where I realized, oh, I am made in the image of God, and so I belong to Him. Not only that, but God sent Jesus, the visible image of the invisible God, who also belonged to the Father, to die and take our place on the cross for us, just so that we could belong to the Father too. So let's look to Him today and render our hearts to Him. Let's be intentional about identifying different areas of our lives that we give our hearts to instead of Jesus. Maybe it's money, success, reputation, popularity, beauty, health, career, relationships, etc. A good indication of where your heart may be is this. What do you think of the most, and what is always on your mind? Let's pray. Jesus, we thank You that we are Your beloved and that we belong to You. We thank You that we are fearfully and wonderfully made in Your sight, and that You are a God who loves and cherishes Your children. Today, as we look at ourselves and see Your image in us, despite our brokenness but made clean by Jesus, we want to say that we belong to You. We want to cast aside everything else, all the idols that we made, Lord, help us to lay them down at the foot of the cross this morning as we, as we come to the arms of the Father. And so I pray that as we commit this day to You, that this longing in our hearts for more of You would only increase. So we thank You, Lord. We love You, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.